Third and 11 here for North Oldham. Bryce Webb drops back. He's going to be pressured. William Davis has got him in the backfield for the sack. The freshman defensive back penetrated that offensive line once again. That gets him all the way back to the North Oldham 30-yard line. That's about a 15-yard loss on the sack by William Davis, and that'll bring up fourth and long.
You know, great. That's two plays in a row. William Davis has come on through there and got in the backfield, and that was a lot of speed to get to Bryce.
And Bryce Webb going to double as the punter tonight for North Oldham. This is a high snap. This one's
there,
on the ground.
There.
Webb's got to try to pick it up. He's going to be dropped for a loss on the punt. The high snap was just out of his reach.
I think it was Keyshawn Catlett and Connor Dean getting back there to him.
Webb was able to recover the ball but had to go down at about the 10-yard line, and so Shelby County reaps the benefit of a high snap. And to start this second quarter, they've got the ball inside the red zone.
Yeah, it'll be first and goal right here.
Drain comes on. We'll see him as we did see him earlier with a bit of gimp, but he is back on the field. In the shotgun with Caleb Moorhead behind him. Keon Stone comes in motion. Drain's going to drop back to pass and throw it in the turf at the feet of Caleb Moorhead at about the 3-yard line. Incomplete.
I think that's something we haven't seen yet this year. And actually, I think we ran one to Brandon over there in the flat a little earlier. Trying a few little pass plays here. So, like I said in the pregame, Sean, you know, the coaching staff's been wanting to work on the passing game, you know. We're starting to play off tonight, so
11-12 in the second quarter left to play, and that is correct. Coach Shipley has mentioned several times in his coach's show that got to continue to pass the ball better. This is Caleb Moorhead over the right side. The handoff goes close to the 7-yard line. We'll see where they officially put it down. It'll be about the 7, and that'll bring up third and goal here for Shelby County.
You know, Sean, Coach Shipley should have gave his Remember Bullet East speech to the fans. We've got an excellent crowd here on the Shelby County side tonight, but it is very quiet over here.
Yeah. North Oldham with not as many folks, but a decent turnout there on the far sideline. It is a beautiful night here at Robert Doyle Stadium, 75 degrees. Here's third and goal from the 7. Drain drops back. Steps up in the pocket. He's flushed out to the right.
Going
to throw it into the end zone to Brandon Davis for the touchdown.
That was excellent right there by Tyler. He stayed with it, waited for his guys to come on. And Brandon was probably about his third target right there.
Davis started his route to the middle of the field, and once Drain was flushed out of the pocket, made a move back to the far away sideline. And Drain tosses the 7-yard TD to Brandon Davis, his second touchdown tonight, his first one receiving. And Shelby County makes it now 16-7 with Josh Edwards coming on to try the extra point.
Owen O'Hara holding us on this one.
Good snap, good hold. Edwards' kick is up and good. 17-7, Shelby County on top with 10:26 left in the first half. This is Rocket Football on WXLN.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as the leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local Kubota dealer today, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary. Thanks for listening and supporting your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville Simpsonville.
Pure Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
10:26, here left to play in the second quarter. Shelby County on top 17-7. Collins High School is playing across town tonight against Central Hardin. I'm told from some fans there that they are on top 13-0 as they are in the second quarter as well. Here's the kick down inside the 15, and this is going to be number 11, Brendan McAfee, who gets it out. Almost broke that one for the score, but was brought down by the kicker of Shelby County at the 45-yard line of North Oldham.
That was a good kick. I mean, they kicked that one all the way down to the 10.
Yeah, and McAfee gets it out now to the 45-yard line. So my Shelby County man says that's a 35-yard return. 10:19 to go here in the second quarter, in the first half.
Here's that double stack over here again. And they're doing it both sides.
Both sides of the field, two wide outs. A play action, no, this is a handoff up the middle. This is Connor Newhouse, who is met at the 45. Maybe a gain of one on the play. They did back up the original spot of the kickoff to the 44, so they mark it at the 45. He's second and nine on a gain of one.
They're just trying your Shelby County math there, Sean.
Yeah.
Colin O'Hara came up and filled that hole very quickly.
Done a little bit of everything tonight. Wearing number 15 for Shelby County. Bring two wide receivers to the near sideline and two to the far sideline. No stack on this one. Bryce Webb takes the shotgun snap, drops back the pass. He's going to be under pressure. Now have to throw it away. Gets it to Ryan Riggs.
Oh.
He's met with two defenders at about the Shelby County 48. And a nice catch by the wideout here. That's actually Jackson Wine, number six, on the reception. And Webb, who had to escape trouble, able to get it complete and a nice gain of about 7 to 8 yards to the Shelby County 48. That'll bring up third down and two.
Not sure who that was for Shelby County. They came in there and got a lick to really knock him off balance.
8:53 left to go in the first half. 17-7 our score. Shelby County on top of North Oldham. Bryce Webb has a running back lined up behind him and one to his right. From the shotgun, they'll run the option to the near side. Here's the pitch. This one's to McAfee, and he'll be dropped for a loss back on the North Oldham side of the 50.
Clayton O'Donohue coming up and filling in the hole on the outside on that one.
This Rockets defense have seen much of the option in practice, and they were not fooled on North Oldham's version of the option read, so that'll bring up fourth down and seven. And Bryce Webb going to go back to punt. His last time in this spot did not go so well. Keon Stone, this is another wobbly snap. Webb's punt goes off the side of his foot. This is going to go out of bounds. Let's see where they'll mark this down. Near sideline judge has got it at about the 40.
We like this guy on this side.
Shelby County will take back over first and 10.
Good, another good defensive stop by the Rockets.
Tyler Drain going to send James Bradley off to the side. See Keyshawn Catlett come out of the huddle. He's on the far sideline. Shelby County going from right to left across the dial. Davis goes in motion. They'll pitch it to him.
He's going to throw it. Oh, wide open if he gets it.
Oh! Catlett couldn't run underneath it as Davis threw a high spiral down the far sideline. He was open, but just out of his reach on the halfback pass.
Folks, that's one of those where that ball had so much airtime to it, and you could just see Keyshawn running and running just off the fingertips. He gave it everything he had.
Exciting play, and now you see Catlett come off the field. He's a little winded after that attempt, but this is second and 10 from the 40. Davis in motion. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. He's met after a gain of about one. They'll give it out to between the 41 and 42-yard line. And so Shelby County here with 7:35 going to face a third and about eight from their own 43-yard line, 42.
You know, there's going to be some teams we're getting ready to come up. You're going to see that on film now. So when Brandon comes out on that sweep, tall sweep, defensive back, you better stay back there a little bit. Give him a little bit extra room to run.
Third down and eight, Drain with Moorhead behind him. And a whistle here before the snap. I think we're going to see a timeout taken by Shelby County. We will. 7:05 left to go here in the first half of play. 17-7 our score. We'll step away for a quick break. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium, where the Rockets lead 17-7 over North Oldham. Third down and 8, and Tyler Drain drops back and hits Keyshawn Catlett for about a 10-yard gain as they get it out to the 48-yard line of North Oldham, and Shelby County picks up a first down.
I mean, that was a perfect play. Keyshawn, go out and get the first down, turn around, and be ready.
Drain on first down here sends two wideouts to the far side. Davis in motion to the right, and they'll hand it off to Caleb Moorhead over the right side for a short gain.
Nice little first down play, getting 3 yards.
Mark Hassel with the stop for North Oldham. We are at the 6 minute 20 second mark here before end of the first half. Tonight is homecoming for Shelby County. Here's Drain back to pass again. It's Catlett over the middle and just misses his mark as Catlett had to jump for that one. And that one falls incomplete. Another long pass over the middle, and Keyshawn, they've tried to get it to him a few times tonight.
Keyshawn's going to come back and have a little talk with him. He was wide open down the right side, and the ball went to Catlett just off his hands, and Stone was over there jumping up and down saying, come on, Tyler, hit me with it.
That incompletion brings up third down and 7 from the 45-yard line of North Oldham. Drain in the gun, takes the snap, looking right, has a man. That's going to be Catlett again. Do they call that a catch? They do. And that's good enough for Shelby County first down. They needed 7. He got 8.
That's the same play that we ran the last third down, except this time it was on the other side.
An 8-yard gain for another first down. And Catlett having a busy first half for Shelby County. Spotted down at the 37-yard line with 5:42 to go. Rockets on top, 17-7. Davis goes in motion to the far side, but they'll inside handoff to Keon Stone as he comes near the press box, looking for a block as he gets across the 35, and he'll be brought down at about the 33-yard line.
Caleb Moorhead came up through his fullback position and then broke outside and got him a little lead block in there to be able to pick up those 5.
It is a 5-yard gain to the 33, second and 5. Drain with Davis and James Bradley here on the near sideline. He'll drop back and pass on second down, looking far down the right side. This one is going to be caught by Catlett. He went up above the defender, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
That was nothing but determination by Catlett right there. Like you said, he went up over top of the defender and just pulled it down back over his head.
I didn't see the number of the defender, but I think it was
Wine.
Wine, who was in coverage, who's a taller defender than Catlett is. Catlett just went up in the air, brought the ball down from behind the defender. Bobbled it there for a second. I think he actually made a second attempt to actually catch it. But once he had it in hand, was able to turn and run the extra 3 or 4 yards and take it into the end zone. Edwards adds the extra point, and with 4:56 left to go in the first half, Shelby County has extended its lead out to 24-7. This is Rockets football on Power 93.3.
Zaxby's food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on the lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have
There's
a look
a
around.
End over end kick down to the 14-yard line. This one is Brendan McAfee. He's going to hit a pile, spin off of it, get over to the near sideline before being brought down at about the 32-yard line on the return.
That was actually a play by Keon Stone right there. He came down, instead of going toward the middle, he stayed in his alley running straight down the field. The runner come right to him. Perfect one-on-one tackle in open field.
19-yard return out to the 32-yard line. An 18-yard return. And North Oldham trailing 24-7 here with 4:47 left to go in the first half. Two wideouts to the far sideline, two to the near sideline for the quarterback, Bryce Webb. Here's the shotgun snap, drops back to pass, looks over the middle. He's got a man. This one's broken
play.
Up. In coverage for Shelby County is going to be Garen Edwards, number 9.
I mean, that was perfect. He stayed right with him. Receiver got the ball, and as soon as he got it, there was a hand in there knocking it away.
88, Josh Pitchford was the intended target for Webb. And that'll bring up 2nd and 10 from their own 32.
Well, the Rockets are making a lot of switches on the corners and so forth. You got Devontae Chandler out here on the corner, the junior.
Webb has a man over the middle on 2nd and 10. This is going to be Jackson Wine. Comes to the near sideline as he gets to the 50. And he's run out of bounds by Devontae Chandler. We'll mark him out right at midfield.
He ran out of bounds and started turning the official with his hands wide open and so forth, looking for a flag.
You know, had he actually fallen down there, he might have drawn the flag, but he kept his balance looking for contact after he went out of bounds. And I think the official just let that one go. But Webb's pass complete, gets out to the 50, and that was Jackson Wine. Two wideouts trot out to the far sideline. Wine is one of those. McAfee goes in motion to the left. They're going to throw a screen out to Brendan McAfee. He's going to be tackled in an open field tackle by Cameron Armstrong.
Cameron played that one perfect.
Cameron brings him down. They're going to mark it at the 44-yard line, so a 6-yard loss on the screen. Armstrong, who's been plagued by injury for a part of this season, seeing a substantial amount of playing time here tonight.
You know, Sean, you know, we get into these playoff runs and stuff. You know, you got to have some guys ready to step up and give some guys some breathers. That's exactly what's going on right now.
Here's Webb on 2nd and long, looking down the left sideline. He's got a man open, but he's going to overthrow his target, and that's Brendan McAfee. There's no question that Bryce Webb's arm is strong enough. He's thrown a few passes here tonight that have been well out of the reach of his own targets. But if he ever hones it back in, Rockets could be in trouble. Some of these receivers have been open. That was a incompletion on 2nd down and 16. And the clock is stopped here with 3:48. Rockets on top, 24-7. North Oldham here on 3rd and 16. Webb drops back under pressure, and he's going to be brought down for a sack. Three Rockets were in the backfield. William Davis was one. Drew Mack is another. And Jordan Naba as well. All three back there. And bring the quarterback Webb down at about the 30-yard line. And that'll bring up 4th and long. And North Oldham forced to punt.
I tell you what, we came after him. We didn't have a single person in the middle on that one. We walked the linebackers up, man-to-man on the outside, and just brought the house.
Here's Webb going to be the punter tonight. Another wobbly snap. This one a little bit better of a kick. It's going to get down to the Rockets 32 before bouncing right up to the hands of Keon Stone. He'll make the first man miss, and then he's actually tackled by his own guy. Clayton O'Donohue had fallen down on one of his own blocks, and Stone made the first guy miss, but tripped over O'Donohue, and you're right.
That's Stone on the ground?
Can't tell for sure. There is an injured player down. It does appear that it's going to be Keon Stone if he lays just on the 36.
It almost looks like, just looking at the play, it's probably a nice little helmet to the shin.
He gets up here walking on his own power, so that's always
got a little,
good sign.
I get a little gimp to him.
He smack a few guys on the back as he walks off the field, but it looks like he'll be okay. With 3:01, Stone was on that kick return. Brought it from the 30-yard line out to the 37-yard line, where Shelby County will have 3:01 here before the half, leading 24-7 over the Mustangs.
We need to get another one on the board before halftime here.
Drain sends Brandon Davis in motion to the far side. He's going to keep it. Now pitch it to Davis around the edge.
Great
here
block
he goes.
On the corner.
And he's
on
the edge. He does. He breaks into the open field and breaks another tackle. Now into the open field. And he will take it in for the score. That flag is going to be on the play, though, here on this far sideline. It lays at about the 38-yard line. And
that was an absolute horrible flag.
They're going to bring this one back. And
I'm sitting here watching that, getting ready to say, what a block by Connor Dean. He had the guy wrapped up on the outside, driving with him. And some official, it wasn't the one on the play, I think it was the umpire that come across to the backside and threw it.
So they are going to call a hold on Shelby County with the flag laying at the 39-yard line. And that hurts.
That was a perfect chalk block downstairs, down the field where he stand up with his chest. They were square.
Would have happened right in front of the far side judge. And as you said, he wasn't the official that actually threw the flag. It was the umpire that came in. The white hat from the backside, and that'll negate about a 66-yard touchdown run from Davis.
It was a great play. That was the triple option at its best right there.
It was a great read from the quarterback drain. He'll send Stone in motion now as he'll hand it off to Moorhead. Fumble on the play, and drain falls back on top of it. This one's backed up all the way inside the 30-yard line. At about the 27, 28 is what the scoreboard has, so we'll go with 28.
It's going to be an interesting
second
call right here by Coach Edwards. Are we going to keep it on the ground, keep the clock running, let the defense finish it out, or are we going to really try to go for it and get this long first down?
It is second and 20. Clock is moving here with 2:07 left to go. Drain brings Connor Dean in motion to the near side and on the option pitch.
Great block by Stone.
He's got a block on the outside. He's in a foot race. He shoves a man off of him. Now gets to the 25, cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's going to go into the end zone for the touchdown. What a run. That was an outstanding exhibition of physical football. Connor Dean comes out on the outside edge and shoves number 9. Ryan Riggs to the ground, cuts back to the middle of the field, and it was a foot race into the end zone.
I tell you what, they might have got him holding on the other side. Stone gave a great block over here on this side. It sprung him loose, and like you said, he was a man going down the sideline. Nobody was going to keep him out.
Not many folks may believe this, but that was a 72-yard touchdown run on the option pitch from the 28-yard line. Connor Dean takes it to the house with 1:46 left to go. The kick from Edwards, good. Make it 31-7 with 1:46 to play in the first half. Rockets are in control on homecoming. You're listening to Rockets Football on Power 93.3.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
31-7 is our score. Shelby County in control here on homecoming over the North Oldham Mustangs with 1:46 left to play in the first half. Kick on the way. This one a wobbly kick.
Well, get down there. Get down there.
This one down inside the 10 to the 5, maybe 6, and great coverage on the kickoff as Brendan McAfee brought down at about, let's call it the 11-yard line.
I mean, that was a little short kick there, and it took a great Shelby County bounce. Couldn't ask for anything better. We're 1:44. We got two timeouts in our pocket.
Number 13, Ethan Goree, the junior, with a tackle on the kickoff. 1:44 to go. It is homecoming here tonight. Big crowd on hand for 2016 homecoming. Rockets in control, 31-7. Here's Webb. He's going to be...
Safety.
He's going to get rid of the football. They're going to have to throw the intentional grounding. This is going to be a safety if that is the call. Webb was brought down or being brought down in the end zone before flinging the ball toward the middle of the field. It's intentional grounding.
Should be a safety. Officials are talking. Dubby County is jumping up and down. White hat, intentional grounding. End zone, safety. No. There we go.
There you go.
They gave a loss of down there first. They, well, okay, what are we doing?
Matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a loss of down on a safety. But the Rockets, no less, will pick up 2 points on the safety. They had Bryce Webb in the end zone. He got rid of it in desperation.
And I tell you what, 138, the Rockets are going to get this back in excellent field position.
The kickoff is going to come either punt. More likely we're going to see a place kick from the 20-yard line. 138 on the clock. See a lot of familiar faces around here on homecoming, and no different tonight is Quentin Cottrell, former Shelby County footballer, making an appearance here in the press box. Good to see him. And several others around here.
You know, everybody comes home for homecoming.
Mm-hmm. Getting a show here tonight from the boys wearing blue and gold. Shelby County leading at 33-7 after the safety. And it looks like they're going to punt this.
Yeah, it's typically what you do, but this is Seahawks punting this one.
This one is beautiful.
That was a good one.
Wow. This is Davis, Brandon Davis, from his own 18-yard line. He's got Keon Stone right through
the middle. Here we go.
Go up the middle. He breaks it out to the outside on the right, on the far sideline. He's got Webb chasing him down, but he will get into the end zone for the touchdown. And a flag here late as Webb grabbed him by the horse collar and slung him down after he scored. And Davis gets back up after crossing the plane. He's going to take his helmet off here. He may be a little banged up. He got slung down pretty hard there, Tom.
I tell you what, that was a great restraint by a few Shelby County Rockets players over there with him not to have a conversation with that one.
Bryce Webb was the last defense and ran him down. He was already into the end zone for the score. We do have another flag. I'm just now seeing that all the way back here at the 28-yard line of Shelby County. So this
in the back?
Wow. So they're actually gonna.
No.
Here's the. The interesting part here is you've got the initial flag for the, I guess it was a block in the back is the indication. And then we've had the personal foul down on the other end.
That was a dead ball personal foul. It should be marking off 15 the other way. Coach Shipley is now out arguing with the officials on this one. But that should be, they do not offset. They marked it off.
Well, and now the head official, the white hat here, is moving his arms like incomplete, like somebody declined.
And I mean, really, the one in the end zone was a personal foul. That was a dead ball.
Right.
This one here is a push in the back. And I'm trying to figure that out because the flag was thrown about where he picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And they marked it off 10 yards from the flag.
Yeah, they moved it out to the 18 or 19-yard line. That's, the flag was down at about the 28, 29. So it appears they didn't give anything on the personal foul.
Put that one in your notes for Coach Shipley Thursday night.
We'll be sure to try and get an explanation.
I don't think he agrees with the explanation the officials are giving him down there.
Regardless, now 123 left. Shelby County wipes out the kick return touchdown, and they give it to Moorhead up the middle. Clock running here with 1:16 before half. Rockets on top 33-7. Some confusion there on the kickoff after the safety. Brandon Davis had taken it about, and we'll call it about 80 yards from his own 20-yard line to the house for a touchdown, and then brought it back on a block in the back call. Davis is back out on the field after being slung down at the personal foul. 45 seconds left. They're going to give it to Davis on the end around. He'll get up to the far side. Upfield now as he makes the turn. Brought down just short of the first down marker with 33 seconds left. And
Coach Shipley's going to take a timeout here.
He is going to call a timeout. It'll be third down and short. But with the big play capabilities that this Rocket team has, we'll see if they try and take a shot here with 33 seconds.
I see Coach Shippey walking down to Coach Edwards, sort of giving him a suggestion on what he'd like to see since he called the timeout.
Rocket offense comes over to the huddle here on the near sideline. While we do have a moment, I want to say congratulations to a couple of folks. First off, I want to say congratulations to the Shelby County Girls Rocket Golf Team, who finished as state runner-ups this past week at the state tournament in Bowling Green, finishing second to Sacred Heart. So congratulations, the Rockets girls golf team, state runner-up 2016. That's quite an accomplishment.
Is that about 4 out of 5 for Sacred Heart, I think I saw?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a whole lot for Sacred Heart. But I think it is. I think it's 4 out of the last 5.
I know that the golf team started to gel about mid-year and was playing some great golf toward the end and stepped up in the state tournament.
Quite an accomplishment. Going to be 3rd and 1 here, 33 seconds left. Here's the Rocket offense. It's Drain going to drop back and pass. He's under pressure. He's got to step up. He's going to be wrapped up, but now breaks a tackle, holds onto the ball, throws it away, gets
great
it complete
play.
To Keon Stone.
Oh,
no,
incomplete.
It just fell out of his arms at the last second. He had to slide for the catch. And it broke out of his arms on 3rd and short. And so now with the clock stopped at 22.7 seconds, another timeout going to be taken by Shelby County. I'm not so sure here with a big lead, and this is high school football. This isn't the pros, right?
Clock stopped
with 22 seconds.
Fourth down.
Fourth and one.
We took
a timeout. So what do you think he's calling this timeout for? I'm not so sure that he doesn't think he can get a yard just to hang on to this ball for the rest of the half.
You know,
North Oldham gets it to start the second half.
He's got something up his sleeve.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think he's got a little chip on his shoulder after that flag was thrown and they didn't get anything out of it with his guy getting slung down in the end zone on that kick return. Maybe not. Maybe that's just me.
No, he's bringing out the punt team.
But he is going to bring out the punt team. That's just interesting.
Might call time. He wanted to think about it.
Maybe a brighter mind prevailed in the huddle. 22 seconds left here. Rockets up 33-7. Tyler Drain is back to punt. Good snap. Drain kicks a wobbly kick out to about midfield and out of bounds. They'll probably spot this. Yeah, right on the Shelby County side of the 50 at the 49 with 14 and a half seconds left to go. Here before halftime, Josh Edwards, the normal punter, sidelined from his punting and place-kicking duties on kickoff. A bit of an injury. He's able to kick extra points okay. He's done that just fine tonight.
You know, the main thing for Shelby right here, 14 and a half seconds. We know Bryce Webb has an arm. Got the ball at midfield. Need to play a little prevent here. And the Rockets are backed off of him a little bit.
They do have 4 wide receivers, 1 to the far side, 3 to this near side. Jackson Wine is in man-to-man coverage, one-on-one. They're going to throw it up to him. Ooh, just out of his hands, down the left sideline. 8.5 seconds left. Clock stopped.
Edward Gannon on that coverage down that sideline. It was excellent coverage.
Garen Edwards in coverage. Yeah, absolutely great coverage.
But the ball was perfectly thrown over the left shoulder and just was a little bit long.
Webb comes off the sideline, getting the play from North Oldham coach. They'll break the huddle. They better do this quick here. Mitchell's got that fist out.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Boy, they just got it off, but here comes the pressure. They'll throw it over the middle. This one tipped up. Oh, wow. Cameron Armstrong had an interception in the breadbasket and dropped it. Garen Edwards tipped that one in the air, and Armstrong could have had the interception here with 3.4 seconds left now to be 3rd down. Ooh, that was close.
That was. Cameron won't see those coming that close very often.
Cameron Armstrong almost had
the
interception.
It's great to have him back, getting a lot of playing time tonight.
He has seen time on both sides of the ball, too. We've seen him line up out at wide receiver and now still in the game here as a safety. Sure-handed player for Todd Shipley. Here, 3rd down with 3 seconds left. Got to imagine they'll bring the house, and they'll do. Bring down Bryce Webb in the backfield on the sack. He's been down several times here tonight by the Rockets defense, but that'll wrap up the first half play here from Robert Doyle Stadium. Shelby County have had control for most of the first half. They lead it 33-7 here on homecoming over the North Oldham Mustangs. We'll step away for a little bit. We'll come back and have some statistics and analysis on the first half of play. This is Rocket Football on Power 93.3.